Yesterday, Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau President Julie Soppe presented the organization's annual report. Before looking to 2011, Soppe described last year's season.
2010 was better than expected for South Central Alaska tourism, although still not nearly as strong as our banner year of 2008.
A year ago, as economists compared Anchorage's situation to the rest of the recession-ridden nation, they told local businesses, flat is good. However, recovery is better. Soppe pointed to the city's hotel bed taxes. Although the complete 2010 receipts are not yet available, the final tally will be stronger than the previous year.
Through the end of third quarter 2010, the bed tax collected in Anchorage totaled more than $16.6 million, with a total of $19.9 million projected for the end of the year. This represents a 10.6% growth when compared to 2009.
In pre-recession 2008, municipal records show the bed tax total was over $22 million. Soppe summarized other 2010 events showing South Central Alaska's visitors industry was improving. Besides the traditional visitor channels, she pointed to some new revenue producers.
The arrival of the MS Amsterdam provided a boost to businesses every other Monday from May to September. Film projects, including Everybody Loves Whales and Ghost Vision, marked a new era in Alaska's development as a destination for film projects. ACVB opened the Film Anchorage office to provide even more support to the industry and hosted Lights, Camera, Anchorage, a seminar on growing film-related business to better prepare our members and other Anchorage businesses to capitalize on film.
Other signs of recovery? In 2010, the revenues of the city's convention centers were above projections. Plus, more organizations have confirmed they'll have their conventions in Anchorage. Soppe said in 2010, the Bureau sold more than $93 million in projected revenues from meetings and conventions to be held through the next 3 years. And this fall, we'll see another first for the area's convention and visitor industry.
September will see the largest international convention ever held in Anchorage, the 2011's Lions Leadership Forum, where we're expecting 3,000 delegates. This meeting alone has an estimated economic impact of $2.9 million.
2011 will also welcome two more airlines flying to Anchorage, one from Germany, as well as the scheduled dockings of two smaller cruise ships. Soppe says efforts to lure future conventions and vacationers to Anchorage have been boosted by an aggressive educational outreach to the outside travel industry, including new areas like Latin America. The new Alaska commercials funded by a state grant are playing on cable channels, and the Alaska Visitors website continues to increase its hit numbers. Meanwhile, ACVB is working on its own traveler luring site. While recovery is likely to continue in 2011, Soppe did sound a cautionary note.
According to the U.S. Travel Association's January outlook, air travel demand picked up domestically at the tail end of 2010. Projections for leisure and business travel in the U.S. are up for 2011, but just slightly. That said, any international financial instability could spill over to the U.S. and hamper recovery.
Neil Fried of the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development, who spoke after Soppe, estimated 2011 should bring about 200 new jobs in Alaska's visitor industry. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.